Bo knows politics and so much more. A true connection to real New York on 77 WABC.
Oh, yes. One of my favorite songs of all time, Earth, the Wind, and Fire. September on WABC Talk Radio 77 in New York. Now, you know what? This evokes a WABC memory for me, a music radio WABC memory. I remember going into Studio 8A. BDI was on the air. That would be Big Dan Ingram. And this song was going off. And Dan Ingram said, can you imagine making a record that's a million seller that's just about body yada yada, body yada yada? And I always remember that. I thought it was pretty funny at the time. Anyway, we were just talking about this picture that has caused so much distress around the country, and there is more to the story. And we have a special person to bring it to us. Rich, hit it.
It's time for Radio Royalty with James Golden and America's Princess of Policy, Princess Di.
And thank you for being available on such short notice, Diana. You said that there's more to this story than I reported. What is the other part of it?
Well, I was listening to you explain how Mayorkas, the DHS chief, Department of Homeland Security chief, is shocked at this image and he's going to investigate. But that is different than what he said yesterday. So I was really surprised. He said yesterday that here's the report from the New York Post. Mayorkas and Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz told reporters in Del Rio on Monday they saw nothing obviously wrong with how the agents acted based on initial viewings of the images and footage. Mayorkas explained that agents use long reins, not whips, to control their horses. So yesterday, they had seen the same images that we've seen, and they were defending these agents. Today, as the outrage has grown from the images, then all of a sudden he has changed his tune, which tells me this is a complete political investigation he's beginning. And it's interesting. Now, I didn't see video. I just saw the same shocking still shots that everyone else has seen. And it just reminds me what you can do sometimes with a still shot. If you remember the still shot of Larry Elder when
yes.
he was actually hugging a supporter, they clipped it and stopped it. So he was moving his arm to hug her. And it looked like he was slapping her because they stopped it. Now, there is no innocent explanation for that. That was obviously deliberate to make Larry Elder look like he was provoking some sort of violence, because that was what the headline was. The violence was on his detractors, but it made it look like, and people often just look at the headlines and the images and they don't read the story. And that's what that was deliberately done to make Larry Elder look violent. And if you recall, I'm going to give you another name, Nick Sandman. He was
OMG. Yes. This is the kid that just stood calmly while he was being harassed by a Native American who was banging a drum in his face and pretty much calling him names.
Yes. And that image of him went around the world, and people on both sides of the aisle, based on what they called a smirk, which he was just smiling, he was just standing there, and it turns out innocently, but the desire to have him slapped, to have him kicked out of his school, I mean, the vitriol that was piled upon this kid based on this still shot. So I know that the left and all of the media deliberately manipulates oftentimes a still shot. So I am just going to hold off on what the conclusion should be. I agree. It's a very distressing image. But I also know how those images are used. And a powerful image like that can be a gotcha.
Well, you know, Diana, It is a distressing image because of what is only in our minds from what we have seen of images on TV and in fiction. None of us have seen this live. In other words, we haven't seen human beings chased down by a man on a horse. And you have the contrast, of course, white man chasing down black. Well, what does that evoke? Right. It evokes in our minds, oh, goodness, this is something out of the slavery days. It must be.
Well, it's a powerful image.
Right.
And you know what? It replaced another powerful image that they hated on the left, which was the crowds gathering up to 10, 12,000
15,000
bridge.
15,000.
Yes, that was an image that was hurting the Biden camp and the left. So they have found another image to change the subject, and it's very effective. And if you look at how propaganda often works, this is very skillfully done. I think this is very skillful. They were looking for something to flip the table and make it a negative toward people who want to enforce our borders and our sovereignty.
Right. And for Kamala Harris to say that these immigrants were abused, she is attacking our Border Patrol agent. She is basically saying that whoever this man is on this horse is doing something wrong, other than doing his job. And we don't have a clue what's really going on there, except that
we do know that she was not helping, that she didn't do anything to stop those crowds growing. So it's very convenient of her to flip on the outrage now when she didn't do anything to fix the situation beforehand.
Yeah, I wonder if we have any images from the Harris family photos of how slaves were really treated. Or the Biden family photos back when both of them have in common that their ancestors owned the slaves. Maybe there are pictures in the family scrapbook somewhere.
Maybe. That's awesome.
Maybe they have some pictures somewhere about how their folks treated the slaves that they owned.
Yeah, anyway. Maybe that's the reason they saw whips, because that's in their own family history.
Goodness. Diana, thank you. And thank you again for on such short notice, coming in with such great analysis. Really appreciate
it. Anytime, James.
WABC Talk Radio 77, James Golden, a.k.a. Snurly, back. We're going to take your calls, and then we're going to talk more politics and more life right after this. Don't go away.